Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This week's episode is sponsored by Baller. This week is Black Friday week. You get up to 70% off on premium items. Check baller.com or visit the retail stores to join the life of a baller. All right, now let's get into this week's episode. In this episode, we explore Tunisia's football culture. The North African country qualified for the upcoming World Cup and is placed in the challenging Group D alongside France, Denmark, and Australia. Tunisia is crazy about football, but what's the local football culture like? And what can we expect from Tunisia at the World Cup? I spoke to a former Tunisian international and a Tunisian football journalist to find out. My name is Sam Verhaalte and welcome to The Home of Football, a podcast powered by 433.
It is it! And Tunisia are going to the World Cup! A 0-0 draw on the night, eventually enough to get them past the Eagles of Mali. They've been grounded, and the Eagles of Carthage will fly on to Qatar.
Tunisia will play their first World Cup game on the 22nd of November against Denmark. This will immediately be a crucial game for them. I called football journalist Suhail Khmira to find out what the national team means for the Tunisian people and what happens in Tunisia when their team is about to play a World Cup game. Here's Suhail Khmira.
It's a remarkable event. A lot of people set up, for example, viewing areas to watch the games. A lot of people tune in to the games. They fill up with cafes, for example, like if you want to get a good spot. A lot of people get together at cafes. Not all people watch the games at home. It's not very common. So most people go out to cafes, to restaurants, to pubs and all that just to watch the game. So you need to be there early. For example, like a lot of people show up like 2 hours, even up to like 2 hours before the kickoff, just so they can get like a good spot. It's a remarkable event for every game that Tunisia plays in the World Cup. So every Tunisian game is an event here.
Yeah. And what does the national team represent for the country? Because I think for every country that's different, but for the people of Tunisia, what does the national football team represent?
The national football team is very loved and liked here in Tunisia. It's for example, like whenever Tunisia participates in the World Cup, it's always a source of pride, a source of joy for Tunisians. In a way, the national team at certain times is the main source of joy for these people. You know, it's something that brings them joy, happiness in a period that they consider to be quote unquote a dark period in the country. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on that's not okay. The country is not doing its best, but we have the national team.
Yeah, exactly. So what are some of the things that are not going well in the country, like you mentioned? Can you specify what kind of things are not going that well?
it's not doing its best economically speaking. There's a crisis going on here in the country. There's big political unrest. The parliament has been dissolved and we're having early elections and all that. There is political instability, a lot of tension in the country at the moment. Unemployment rates are very high. There's an economical crisis. There's shortage in a lot of staples, for example, like milk and sugar and all that. So it's not ideal. It's not doing its best. It's kind of struggling. But as I said, at least whenever there's football, it's at least something that yeah. people can hold on to and can give them some sort of joy to watch it. So.
All right, so the national football team is a ray of light for this struggling country. So how about the local football league? I called Karim Saidi, who played for Club Africain in the Tunisian Ligue 1 and has 18 caps for Tunisia, to get to know what the local league is like. Karim Saidi thinks the league is okay, but can be improved in several ways. Here's Karim.
A lot of teams in Tunis, they pay a lot of money. That means for young player, he don't have to make sacrifice. He don't have to be far from parents, from far from friends. So a lot of teams in Tunis right now, especially the four teams in our competition, they pay a good money for Tunisian player. So for me, it's a mistake, you know. It's big mistake. So we don't have a good competition. We don't have a good tempo. Even the competition is stopped and then it start again after 5 weeks. And then, a lot of politics also in competition. So we are not stable enough, you know.
So about the local league, you played for Club Africain two times in your career, a big club
yes.
in Tunisia. What's the level of the league like? How would you describe the league and a style of play to someone who's never watched the Tunisian Football League?
The league, especially, I was also proud to play in Club Africain. Also, Club Africain gave me the opportunity to have a good career in Europe. I start with final, then after that I've been to Italy, Turkey, Belgium. So I have very great career because I had also a good training session in Tunis when I was young. Also, I tell you also again, 15 years ago or 20 years ago in Club Africa, we had also a French coach also in youth talent. So we train in the morning. After that, we play at Sunday with our team. So we have like a strategy. I don't say now the competition is very low. Okay, we have very good teams. They can also play also final phase because also in Tunis we have Africa Cup, Champions League Cup, also CAF Cup. We have very good teams, very good also facility like a gym, like the pitch a little bit not so good, the pitch, you know, that's also negative things. If you want to make a good talent in the future, if you have to also able to have this facility like the pitch, like some good facility that the player needed, you know. If you bring a player from from Ghana, from Cameroon, he can spend 1 year in Tunis. After he goes step to Europe, because it's also a good step to be in Europe. A lot of scout come to watch our competition. We have very good quality. And now the problem, we don't see a lot of players go and transfer to Europe because also what I say to you again, and a lot of teams, they ask a lot of money and that also in Europe they cannot pay it.
Souhel Khmira is a bit more enthusiastic about the Tunisian league, even though it's mainly dominated by Esperance de Tunis, the most successful club of the country. Here's Souhel on the Tunisian Football League and the local fan culture.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
It's dominated mainly by Israel Sudanese. There's this debate. Not a lot of people like this, but let's face it. Let's call it the way it is. There's four major teams here in Tunisia. We have Esperance Tunis, we have Club Africa, Etoile du Sahel, and Club Sportif Sfaxien. These are the four big teams. Of course, yes, the other teams will think, no, we're also big teams. Yes, wonderful teams such as US Tataouin, Stade Tunisien, Olympique de Béja. There's a lot of teams. At the moment, we have 14 teams playing in League One. So it's quite competitive. It's unpredictable. A lot of tension at games. It's never really easy. It's never really... No certain team goes in the game thinking that they will guarantee a win. No. We always have unexpected results and unexpected victories and unexpected draws. So it's very tense. It's quite enjoyable to watch as well. So yeah. The infrastructure is not that great, to be honest. The stadiums and all, most of the stadiums are artificial pitches that are sort of like, even the natural pitch stadiums are kind of decaying. The games at the moment are... Attendance is sort of limited to just local fans, so away fans cannot attend games. That's not ideal at the moment, but still, the game itself is relatively enjoyable.
Yeah. What's the football fan culture like on a club level in Tunisia? What's the fan culture like?
Oh, it's huge. The football fan culture here in Tunisia is huge. We have ultra groups and supporters from all over for every team. It's always a sight to behold. For example, like when you go to the capital, the rivalry between Esperance Tunis and Club Africa is massive. It's been going on for years and like over a century right now. So the derby, it's huge. We have graffiti. We have supporters group. We have people who travel for hundreds and hundreds of kilometers to watch their teams play. The fan culture is huge. In big stadiums, for instance, like Rades, Sousse, Sfax, Bardu, all these stadiums have certain fans, they have designated spots where they have like these giant banners and those like use of pyrotechnics in the stadiums. It's remarkable, really. It's fascinating, to say the least, especially in high tension games. Games that are like, there's a risk of being eliminated and there's like a lot at stake at those games. This is when the fans really stand out and it's really something to behold. I believe in 2018, Primeiro de Agosto played against Esperance Tunis here in Tunis in Rades, and the coach described it as a war zone. He called it like something, it was like a war zone. He said like, I don't understand what was going on. There were bombs or something, but there was like fireworks and pyrotechnics at the stadium. He described it something being at like being at a war zone. So that's wow. How intense and how fierce it is.
All right, so the football fans in Tunisia are very passionate. Let's talk about what it means for a player from Tunisia when he gets to represent his country. Here's Karim Saidi on the emotional impact his debut for Tunisia had on him and his family.
Even my father, he was watching the game. He was crying because I told him, my father, why you are crying? He said, yeah, I see you on TV because first team is not the same like to play with a national team under 18, 17. It's completely different, you know. I cannot explain to you the feeling, but... you know, you feel like that you are proud to be Tunisian player. You're also getting respect from a lot of people. Also, all country busy with this team, you know.
So your father was emotional when you made your debut for Tunisia. What did it mean for your family to make your debut? What was the response of your friends and family like besides your father?
Yes, actually, I'm not going to cry again because also my father is very important to me. And my father also, he passed away 2 months ago. And
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
Sorry for your loss, man.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, for family, I know what they feel because my father also, I don't say my mother also not, but my father, I was close to him, you know, because he doesn't know what that means, football. And he's not also a football player. So he always next to me from when I was 10 years till 17, he always give me advice. And then he always push me to give and have and motivate me, you know. Yeah. The time when he was crying because maybe, I don't know, because now I'm a son also of two boys. So I know the feeling, what he feeling 20 years ago. So he's proud from his son. Also, I'm proud to him because without him, without his sacrifice, without his, emotion, I cannot be okay. I had a very logic career here. So, that's it.
Yeah. So you're a father yourself now. That's great, man. That's good stuff. Sorry for your loss again, but I think it is beautiful that you got to share that moment with your father.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
it's a good moment. Yeah, it's a good moment, and I know it's difficult, but this is also all family. It's not about my father, my mother. She, when I was also playing in Tunis, I have to have the school. So after that, she prepared my staff to go to training. So a lot of all family, they are a sacrifice of me. They are invest for normal, not about money invest, just invest for time, invest for energy, invest also to making food before I go to train. You know, when I remember when I was in Tunis to play a game, all family, they get up early, yeah?
Yeah.
They get up early preparing my bags. My brother also preparing himself to go to have a fan, to have also fan with the fans. And also my brother, he get up early to make the car a little bit hot because she need to take time to make it on, you know. It was good souvenir. So we survived with that, you know. We survived with that. So I appreciate it, you know.
Let's talk about the current Tunisia national team. The country doesn't have a star player like Morocco have Hakim Ziyech, for example. But Tunisia is a strong collective. Here's journalist Tuhel Kamira on the current state of Tunisia's national football team.
These players know each other very well. They've played together for a long time, and they play in great harmony and great sync together. So I think we're not expecting a lot from Tunisia, to be honest. I believe it'll be like an international, on like a national event, like a holiday or something, if we get past the group stage. But at the same time, we're always very, very, very happy to be at the World Cup. Just to make it to the World Cup in itself is an achievement. It's something that we take great pride in. We're not expecting much from the team, to be honest. But it's nice to be here. But we're here to participate. We're here to have a great time. We're here to play and give our best. We're not in an easy group, France, Denmark, and Australia. It's not going to be easy for us, but we'll try to do our best. So far, we've had two victories in six World Cup appearances. So whatever we can get, it's always going to be something to be proud of.
Yeah, that's good, man. What do you think the chances are? Because, of course, like you said, Tunisia never went through to the knockout stages. This group is with Denmark, of course, Australia and France. What do you think are the chances of Tunisia to go ahead to the knockout stages?
Personally speaking, and from my personal opinion, I think the game against Denmark is going to be very, very crucial in determining the outcome. For example, if Tunisia is able to grab a draw against Denmark, it's going to be legendary and wonderful. But the chances are not very high. Okay, but still, we are being optimistic. I hope to see a surprise. I hope I'm proven wrong. But I believe the chances of getting past the group stage are not the highest. But still, Tunisia has surprised us before, and we're hoping they can do that again this time.
Former international Karim Saidi is also a bit skeptical about what to expect from Tunisia at the upcoming World Cup. Here's Karim again.
Okay, we qualified now already six times to the World Cup, but we have the mentality just to go to have fun, to have mentality to cross the second round. So we have difficult till now from I think our first World Cup, it will be 1987 till this World Cup 2022. We don't never cross the second round. Siliti and Al Khazri and Msekni also very good player. Also, they respect for them. They play for a long time. Yes, yeah, these three players, I think, in my... Okay, the problem also, again, that, yeah, I respect them very well, but Sliti and Msekni and Khazri, if you see the career, okay, they have very good career, but with national team, yeah, I don't know, maybe it's not the same. So this is also something... The performance from them in national team is more weak than they play in own team, you know? I'm afraid... Because our national team, they not preparing very well the World Cup. They didn't play a lot of many of friendly game. Our player, they are not playing in strong competition. That means they don't have good rhythm. They don't have good tempo. If you see Denmark, all of them, they are playing in teams in the world. All of them, they are playing also Europa League, Champions League. I see some player. It will be a difficult and tough game to win. I will go to Australia. Also, very difficult team to manage. Very difficult team to win. We are able to defend our flag, to defend our country. So I don't think so that the Tunisian team, they have to, they should play without pressure, you know. We have an ambition to this generation cross the first round. It will be very difficult, but I hope in football everything it's possible. So we have very strong opponent in this World Cup, especially in Group D. But everything is possible in football. We have to be ready to manage the first game. It's very important, yeah, for all tournaments.
Let's hope Tunisia can surprise the world at the upcoming World Cup and finally make it to the knockout stages. I want to thank Karim Saidi and Suhail Kamira for their interviews. Follow this podcast to never miss an episode. And if you want to have early access to our podcast episodes, download the 433 app. It's free and our podcast episodes are published there a week earlier than on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. All right, my name is Sam van Raalte. Thank you for listening and on to the next story in the home of football.
Hi guys, Frank here. I just filmed the podcast with 433.
I'm Ria Ferdinand.
I'm Mario Götze.
My name is Clarence Seedorf.
Hi, I'm Sunil Chetri. I just finished my podcast with 433.
Hi, 433 fans. It's Don Robbie in the building, right? And we are here for a great podcast. I want you to check it out.
Hi, 433. I am Fabrizio Romano. Check out my story on the podcast. It was a great pleasure.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.